WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Well, good evening. Welcome to John Field Gymnasium. I'm Tom Meredith. Eric Gibson with us a little bit later on as we are going to bring you Silver Streak girls basketball here on WGIL, followed by Silver Streak boys basketball. But first off, it is the 24th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony that's getting ready to get underway. This one is going to last a little bit longer than in the past. There are more inductees this year, including one that wasn't able to be here last year, so he's going to go in this year. That's Barry Swanson from the class of 66, former Streaks coach as well. And so a little bit bigger class that's going in this year, so the induction ceremony is going to take a little bit longer. Not running quite as far behind as we thought we were going to be as things got started late this morning with the United Township Panthers having to change, apparently wearing the wrong uniforms, had to change, and decided to do that. So a late start this morning for the boys game. Galesburg High boys a winner earlier today. They defeated Inglewood, Team Inglewood out of Chicago, out of the Public League. 73-60 was the final on that one. Grant Gibson, 45 points in that ball game for the Streaks. Now the Galesburg High girls set to take on the Freeport Pretzels tonight. That game scheduled to tip off at 6 o'clock, so that should be just about on time. The boys scheduled to tip off at 7:30 against the Limestone Rockets tonight. Be a tough test for the Streaks as Limestone has come in playing very well, one of the better teams from the Peoria area this year. But first off, as we said, it'll be the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, the 24th annual, and a little bit, I wouldn't say a sparse crowd, but a smaller crowd than we've had for some of these in the past, as it's getting a little bit earlier start as we're doing it before the girls' game. And I'm sure we'll have a pretty decent crowd by the time the girls' game starts, especially with the girls-boys doubleheader here tonight from John Field Gym. But again, a big class that is going in this time around, and we're just waiting as they're all filing in and getting ready to get things set up here from John Field Gymnasium. The Streaks, the girls team coming in with a record of 4-1 on the season, coming off a good win on Tuesday night, their Western Big Six conference opener. They defeated the Moline Maroons the other night by a final of 71-52. Jessica Lieber in that game had 23 points, and that put her at 983 for the season. So a big night from her tonight. She could hit the 1,000-point mark for her career, and that would put her in some pretty good company, including several girls that are going to be inducted tonight from the 1996-97 team for Coach Evan Massey that's going in, a team that plays fourth in the state, a team that went undefeated during the regular season, had four girls on that team that at some point or other ended up being all-state players. And a little bit later on, after the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, we'll get a chance to hear from Streaks head coach Evan Massey and his thoughts on that team from that particular year, one of many within that nine-year run that went to the state tournament. So again, just waiting to get things underway for the Hall of Fame ceremony as all the Hall of Famers are getting lined up and ready to go. Our MC for the night will be Dick Lindstrom, as always. He will take care of that for us coming up in just a bit here. As just waiting to get things lined up, followed by Silver Streak girls basketball and Silver Streak boys basketball, the doubleheader tonight here on WGIL. Well, let's see. Taking a little bit longer than I thought they were going to take to get things going here. They told me they were going to start filing them in here a few minutes ago and thought we'd be going by about 5 till 5 or so, but still awaiting all the people filing in here for the Hall of Fame. To run down the class, the 24th Hall of Fame class, Galesburg High Athletics Hall of Fame, Leland Madvig from the class of 52, Russ Lynn from the class of 56, Roger Johnson, the class of 63, Barry Swanson, class of 66, Phil Goodman, class of 82, Tyson Parks III, class of 83, Doug Schultes, the class of 89, Pierre Woods from the class of 99, Wayne Sperlin, class of 80, and a friend of GHS Athletics. And the team that's going in this year, as we mentioned, the 1996-97 girls basketball team, a team that went 33-2 on the season. As we said, they were undefeated during the regular season. Their only two losses coming at a couple of very good teams at Redbird Arena at the state tournament, losing in the semifinals and then losing in the third and fourth place game. The team that, of course, Coach Evan Massey coached. Molly Watson was an all-stater on that team. Jackie Howard became an all-stater. You have Michelle Flair, Leslie Grimm, Danielle Murphin, Whitney Snyder, Melanie Pendergrass, Meg Sherwood, Angie Gallien, Jen Zolper, Megan Pacheco, who became an All-Stater. Katie McCants, Jessica Thompson, Sarah Larson, again, another one who became an All-Stater for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and the manager of that team was Aaron Snyder. So one of many very, very talented Galesburg Silver Streak girls basketball teams that is getting inducted. In fact, and I was talking with Coach Massey, it's like, boy, how's it feel having another induction for you? He said, actually, for Sarah Larson, this is her fourth induction ceremony. She's gone in with three different teams and as an individual, so that is a pretty impressive feat. And I'm guessing there's probably not another Silver Streak athlete that has been inducted that many times, or maybe that will be. And I'm guessing her other team at some point will probably get inducted as well, so she may end up with a total of five inductions into the Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame. Still waiting to get the ceremony underway here. They're still filing the inductees and their families into the gym here. Looks like most of them are in at this point, just waiting for the actual ceremony to get started here from John Thiel Gym here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Also glad to have you along on WGIL.com and on your smartphone. You can also listen to Silver Streak Basketball. If you download the TuneIn Radio app, you can catch us on there as well. So. Looks like we may be just about ready to get things started here from John Thiel Gymnasium at Galesburg High School. As Dick Lindstrom is heading to the podium. Well, I guess he's not heading to the podium. He's going over to talk to Athletic Director Ralph Henning, and still waiting to get the ceremony underway here tonight from John Thiel Gymnasium. So as we mentioned, the Galesburg High boys were a winner earlier today. They defeated Team Inglewood out of the Chicago Public League 73-60, and they will play again tonight. The Streaks will take on the Limestone Rockets. Limestone very impressive in their win over the Moline Maroons last night. In fact, they scored, I believe, 95 points in that game, and they have looked pretty good in this tournament so far, and look to be the team to beat for the tournament title. So it'll be a tough task for the Streaks tonight, and Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will have that game for you. Getting underway just after our broadcast here, we won't have a post game for you. We'll wrap up the girls' broadcast with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then Brad and Jim will take over with the pregame for the Galesburg High School boys. As we're getting set for the 24th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, out comes the administrators, as well as the Booster Club representative, and looks like we're just about ready to get things going. Dick Lindstrom making some final notes there at the podium. Just wait for the signal from Mr. Lindstrom to get things going here from John Thiel Gymnasium. And again, the Galesburg High girls will take on the Freeport Pretzels in the first game here tonight of a boys-girls doubleheader as the Streaks wrap up, girls wrap up their portion of this Thanksgiving tournament for 2012-2013. Forget what year it is. 24th annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony just about set to get going here as they're, I guess, arranging all the plaques and everything on the table down there that they're going to hand to each of the inductees. They're all on the table already, just being rearranged at this point by Athletic Director Ralph Henning. As we await the signal to get things started here with the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Well, see, they're still conferring near the near the table there. As we're getting ready to start here from John Thiel Gym. As we're just waiting for Dick Lindstrom to step to the podium and get things started here. I don't know if I guess they're conferring to make sure who's here and who's not here as far as the inductees. And as he now steps away from the podium, well, Wouldn't think it would be so complicated, but that's the way it goes when you're doing things live here. Live events here on the radio. All right, looks like we are all set to go. Let's send things down to the floor. And our MC for the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, Mr. Dick Lindstrom, as we're ready to get things started for the 24th Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony here from Galesburg High School.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome once again to John Thiel Gymnasium and the 24th Annual Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony. My name is Dick Lindstrom, your Master of Ceremonies this evening. Every year this is truly a special ceremony, and we're happy that you are here to help us honor these outstanding Silver Streak athletes and teams. A special welcome to those listening worldwide on the internet. Let me introduce those that are helping me with the ceremony this evening. First, GHS Principal Roy Van Meter. Galesburg High School Athletic Director Ralph Henning. And the Galesburg High School Booster Club President Steve Hawkins. Every year at this time, we have a reunion of sorts here at GHS. We call it the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame Ceremony. Each year, we invite a different group of people to this reunion. Star athletes, teams, coaches, or friends of GHS sports that were or are part of the fabric of Galesburg and part of what has made Galesburg great. Most communities and schools don't have this reunion, and those that do don't have the historical perspective that we have here at Galesburg. Is it good? We think so. As noted in the program, the tradition of excellence in Galesburg High School athletics is known around the Midwest, the United States, and the world. Galesburg Athletic Hall of Fame pays tribute and extends recognition to those individuals who contributed to the honor and fame of Galesburg High School in the field of high school athletics. The achievements of those honored here this evening exemplify the best on the court or field of play and display the true spirit of athletics at Galesburg High School. As you enter this evening, you should have received a copy of the program booklet. If you did not receive one, you may pick one up when you leave. This booklet lists the members of the selection committee and the procedure that is used to select the individuals or teams to the Athletic Hall of Fame. The selection committee is made up of 14 members, considering candidates from the pre-1973 era, as well as candidates from 1973 to the present. Every year, friends and fans of GHS sports question how or why tonight's individuals or team aren't already Hall of Famers. With this evening's class, one of the best to enter the GHS Hall of Fame, that question will be asked once again. Ladies and gentlemen, one member of last year's class, the class of 2011, was unable to attend the ceremony, and as the rules state, requested his induction be postponed until 2012. So to complete the 2011 GHS Hall of Fame class, our final inductee for 2011 is Dr. Barry Swanson. Barry Swanson's association with Galesburg High School and Galesburg High School Athletics spans six decades. Barry graduated from GHS in 1966. As a GHS athlete, he played 3 years of varsity basketball, 2 years of varsity baseball, winning four letters. He was the second leading scorer on the Silver Streaks basketball team in 1965-66 that finished second in the state. He was chosen second team All-State Tournament, honorable mention and special mention All-State, first team All-State or first team All-Conference, Illini, and Northwest Conference. Berry won two varsity letters in baseball. He played outfield during his junior and senior years. He hit .400 for the 66 team that finished third in the state. He played 4 years of men's basketball at Illinois Wesleyan University. His senior year, IWU went undefeated in College Conference of Illinois and Wisconsin and competed in the NAIA tournament. Berry coached football, basketball, and track for District 205, but Coach Swanson is most noted for his third winningest coach in GHS boys basketball history, coaching the Streaks for 12 years. As a head coach, his teams amassed over 300 victories. His 1974-75 boys sophomore team was the only GHS boys basketball team to achieve an undefeated season. His teams won four basketball Western Big Six titles, two sophomore, two varsity. He won five regional titles, four Illinois Classic titles. Six of his boys' basketball teams were ranked in the top 10 teams in the state. His 1982-83 team was ranked second at the end of the regular season. In 1984-85, his Carl Sandburg College team placed second in the state, winning a school record 31 games. He served 10 years on the Illinois Basketball Coaches Association All-State Board and was chosen the IBCA District Coach of the Year 10 times. And at the end of his coaching career in 1996, he was given the honor of being named the South Team's head coach for the IBCA Boys Basketball All-Star Game. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer for 2011, Dr. Berry Swanson. Our first member of the 2012 Hall of Fame class is the first of three from a veterans category, and it's Lee Madvig. Lee is represented this evening by his wife Karen and brother Wayne. Lee graduated from Galesburg High School in 1952. Lee was a tall, sturdy athlete, played football, basketball, and baseball for the Silver Streaks. Lee was named All-Northwest Conference in football for the Silver Streaks his senior year. Lee led the Silver Streaks basketball team in scoring both his junior and senior years. But it was baseball where Lee really shined, as he led his baseball team in hitting both junior and senior year and still shares the Silver Streak record for most triples in a season. Lee played professional baseball minor league for the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago White Sox organization. Lee also played and managed in the Peoria Sunday Morning League and is a member of that Hall of Fame. Lee worked for 25 years at Caterpillar Tractor in East Peoria, much of that time as a foreman or manager. He was then manufacturing manager at a Caterpillar plant in Brazil before returning back to the States at the Decatur Cat plant, again, as operations manager. Lee was a 25-year member of the Society of Manufacturing Engineers and was a member of the YMCA Board of Directors in Decatur for 6 years. Lee is married to Karen. He resides at a Princeton special care home. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Leland C. Lee Madvig. Our second inductee from the veterans category is Russell Lynn. Representing Russ Lynn this evening is GHS Hall of Famer and teammate Bobby Hoffman. Russ Lynn was a 1956 graduate of Galesburg High School and participated in both basketball and baseball at GHS. But basketball was Russ's best sport. As a smart, crew-cut, 6'1½" guard, Russ was an important member of the Sweet 16 teams, both 1955 and 56. The 56 team is already inducted into the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame. Russ was a pure shooter and a defensive specialist. Russ and fellow guard GHS Hall of Famer Mike Owens were both named All-State team and played several memorable games, including the famous sudden death game against the Illinois State defending champion Rockford West at a jam-packed Wharton Field House in Moline. Those who don't know, at that point there were two overtimes that were played. After two overtimes and no team had won, they jumped the ball and the first team to score won. Therefore, sudden death. The streaks and GHS Hall of Famer Al Noche Williams won the tip. And Noche was about 6'1". He was jumping against, we think, John Wessels, who was about 6'7½". Noche won the tip. Galesburg had the ball, had the first shot at winning the ball game. The ball was worked, gotten to Russ Lynn's hands. Russ took the shot from about 15 feet off to the left side of the free throw line, missed the shot. The ball was in and out. Rockford rebounded, won the ball game. Russ was the leading scorer on the streak's 1956 team, and he earned a basketball scholarship to the University of Colorado, where he was a three-year starter at guard for the Buffaloes, leading his team in scoring his senior year. Upon graduation, Russ returned to Galesburg, entered the insurance profession. Russ was also instrumental in founding of Carl Sandburg Community College and was elected to the initial college board of directors. Later, Russ was promoted by Franklin Life Insurance to a management position in California. Sadly, in 1990, Russ and three colleagues were killed in a plane crash in Colorado. Still, Russ is remembered as one of the best guards ever to play at GHS, at a time when GHS basketball was playing at a very high level in the state of Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Russell Russ Lynn.
Ed go.
Our final member of the Veterans Committee this evening is Roger Johnson. Representing Roger this evening is teammate Ed White. Roger is a 1963 graduate of Galesburg High School and is remembered as one of the best Silver Streak low post players to play for the Streak's basketball squad. He was especially impressive in that he was often undersized, giving away 3 to 5 inches or more to opponents, and still led the Streaks in scoring. The main reason was that he had a wide variety of offensive tools. He could hook either side, left or right. His over and under move was classic. He turned around jump shot left or right. That was why Roger was so good. One of the other reasons he was so good was that his backyard basketball hoop was placed on the garage on a patio that was no bigger than 10 by 10. So he never saw a shot that was longer than 10 feet. Even more importantly, Roger was a smart, driven, motivated player who challenged himself and his teammates nightly. When asked to name his top 10 players he coached at Galesburg High School, Coach John Thiel included Roger Johnson in that list. High recognition. Roger went on to play at Purdue University as a walk-on and made the Boilermaker team one of the better Big Ten teams at that time. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Roger Johnson. Our next four inductees are from the current category, and our next inductee is Phil Goodman. Phil is a 1982 graduate of Galesburg High School. Phil was an unselfish, team-oriented, multi-talented athlete who possessed exceptional speed and quickness. Phil played varsity football, basketball, and baseball for the Streaks, and playing for Hall of Fame coach Kelly Kane, Phil was a starter on two outstanding football teams, the 1980 squad that went 8-1, where he was a defensive back, and the 1981 team squad, where he was a featured running back as well as defensive back, and an all Big Six performer. He played basketball for coach Barry Swanson, was a two-year starter for the Silver Streaks basketball team. Playing with GHS Hall of Fame athletes, Phil's quickness and unselfish attitude made him a great team player. As well as Phil played on the football and basketball court, Coach Gary Brewington thought baseball might be Phil's best sport. Phil was a tough out, good defensively, fast and smooth on the bases. In fact, Coach Brewington didn't remember Phil being thrown out stealing his senior year. All three coaches highlighted his great speed and quickness, his team player attitude, and all stated Phil was a great young man. Phil went on to play football at Northeastern Oklahoma University. Phil currently lives in Oklahoma City, works for the Remy Company marketing electronics products. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Phil Goodman. Our next inductee is Doug Schultes. Doug is a 1989 graduate of Galesburg High School. He moved to Galesburg from Texas in 1987 and was already an outstanding baseball player, playing on the Texas 5A second place finisher in 1987. Doug played first base, outfield, and pitched for the Streaks. But more importantly, Doug was a big left-handed hitter, and his impact on the Streaks baseball was immediate. He was one of the leading sluggers on an already talented team, a team that ultimately became Illinois State champions in 1988, with Doug being named State Tournament Most Valuable Player as the Streaks defeated Barrington, the pre-tournament favorite, 21-4, with a 10-run rule and a five-inning game. The 21 runs is still a record for the state final game, and the 25 combined runs is still a state record. Doug's four hits and six RBIs in the championship game still stands as a championship record. One of my close friends and former broadcast partner, Rob Strack, tells the story about how in the fourth inning of the championship game, in Galesburg already ahead 16-2, the Barrington manager came out to change pitchers and pointed to the shortstop to come in to pitch. The shortstop declined. As a senior in 1989, Doug and the Silver Streaks team returned to the state tournament, placing third, and Doug again being named all-tournament team and he was also named to the Chicago Tribune All-State team. Coach Gary Brinkton said, Doug had amazing power and he'd never seen anyone hit the ball any further, and that he dominated state tournament teams. Doug went on to play 4 years at Bradley University for Coach Dewey Calmer. He lives in Hudson, Illinois, works for State Farm Insurance. He's married to Kim and has two daughters, Lauren and Mackenzie. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer Doug Schultes. Our next inductee is Tyson Parks III. Tyson is a 1993 graduate of Galesburg High School. Tyson arrived in Galesburg in 1990, already an accomplished wrestler, chalking up 29 wins at Jacksonville, Illinois High School as a freshman. As a Silver Streak, in 3 years, Tyson won 3 Western Big Six championships, 3 Illinois High School regional championships, 2 sectional championships, and placed 6th in state in 1992 at 145 pounds. His career for the Silver Streaks, Tyson won 103 matches. He still holds the record for pins in a season, 25, was undefeated in dual meets both in 92 and 93, his junior and senior seasons, going 72-2 during those seasons. In 1993, Tyson scored 31 pins or technical falls. Tyson also wrestled at Augustana College, winning the CCIW 158-pound championship, was an NCAA Division III regional runner-up, and an NCAA national qualifier in 1996. Tyson is married to Coletta Parks and the father of Tyson Parks IV and Tylan Parks. Tyson has a bachelor's degree in Biblical Studies from Illinois Baptist, is currently the pastor at Allen Chapel Church and the chaplain of the Mary Davis Youth Detention Home. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Tyson Parks III. Our next inductee is Pierre Woods. Pierre is a 1999 graduate of Galesburg High School. Pierre is being recognized for his outstanding achievement in an unusual combination, swimming and track and field. The GHS Boys Swim Team, 1997 through 1999, was undefeated in dual meets, were conference and sectional champs. In 1999, Pierre was team captain and part of a 4x100 medley relay record swim team and qualified for the state meet. But as good a swimmer as Pierre was in his high school career, clearly track and field is where Pierre was truly amazing. Still today, people talk about the 1998 Rock Island Sectional 4x400 relay. This was Pierre's junior year. Pierre was running third, received the baton with the leader of the race all of 80 to 120 meters ahead, depending upon who you talk to, about a quarter of the track lead, and Pierre, by the end of the leg, had the lead, and the Streaks went on to win the event. Jerry Albright says, Pierre was a headhunter on the track, running down nearly anybody ahead of him with a great close. Pierre's senior year, 1999, he was team captain that won the sectional championship and a trip to the state meet, where Pierre placed third in the 400 meter open with a time of 48.61, placed eighth in the high jump at 6'3", and placed eighth in the 4x400 meter relay, a performance that earned Pierre the full track scholarship at Illinois State. And you remember the 1998 sectional event where Pierre ran down the event leader? Well, it happened again several times his senior year, including an outstanding 4x400 leg in the state finals, a close that the PA announcer noted for everyone in the stands. But more interesting, at Illinois State, Pierre answered an advertisement for a male model. And that was the start of a fabulous career for GQ, Bloomingdale's, Saks Fifth Avenue, Ralph Lauren, Polo, and is known around the world for his modeling skills. Pierre currently lives in New Jersey, is the father of twin boys, who, by the way, have just started their modeling career. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Pierre Woods. Our next inductee from the category of Friends of GHS Sports is Dwayne Sperling. Dwayne is a 1980 graduate of Galesburg High School and played basketball for the Streaks. Dwayne's association with GHS postgraduate dates back to his years at Happy Joe's, where he saw how supporting local schools and sports translated into great customer relations. In 2000, Dwayne purchased the Pizza House on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg, and that was the start of a long association between Pizza House and GHS schools, Galesburg High Schools, including GHS Sports, with much of that relationship being unpublicized. Without much fanfare, visiting football and basketball teams from distant locations have often been fed by the Pizza House before or after the game. The Pizza House has also participated in Galesburg High School baseball and American Legion baseball fundraisers at the restaurant. It has been the policy of Dwayne and his staff to support Galesburg High School and Galesburg High School sports in particular, and to give back to the community where they do their business. As a result of years of support to GHS athletic program, Dwayne Sperling and the Pizza House restaurant is recognized by the GHS Hall of Fame Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, GHS Hall of Famer, Dwayne Sperling. Our final inductee from the team category is the 1997 girls basketball team. Following a very successful 1996 streak squad that finished third in the state, and a team that graduated three starters, expectations for this team, the 1997 Streaks, was cautious. Guard Molly Watson and post player Jessica Thompson returned with many talented and untested and inexperienced players to fill out the rotation. Then we started to play basketball and win after win after win. In fact, 27 straight wins and an undefeated regular season, with most of those wins by 20 points or more, and now we have a number one team in the state. The state tournament starts, and we make our way all the way to the semifinal game before Taylorville upset the Streaks 67-61, this squad's first loss. This team won 33 games, finished fourth in the state finals. Four members of this team would be named All-Staters. Six players on this team played their last game every year at Redbird Arena. Members of the 1997 squad include Meg Sherwood, Leslie Gum, Melanie Pendergrass, Katie McCants, Megan Pacheco, Michelle Flair, Whitney Snyder, and those that are here this evening, Molly Watson. Jessica Thompson. Jenny Zolper. Angie Gallion. Jackie Howard. Danielle Murphy. Sarah Larson. Aaron Snyder. And coaches Evan Massey, Steve Peachy, Michael Rux, Michelle Wynn, and Trisha Hickey. Ladies and gentlemen, the GHS Hall of Famers, the 1997 girls basketball team. My thanks to Marilyn Lester, Tom Wilson, Gary Brewington, Mike Owens, Rob Strack, Barry Swanson, Kelly Kane, Jerry Albright, and the friends and family of the inductees for the information that's gathered here this evening. We invite you to see their new plaques in the Hall of Fame case outside Thiele Gymnasium. This concludes our Hall of Fame ceremony. Thank you for your attention. Let's play some more Silver Streaks basketball.
All right, thank you to Dick Lindstrom for emceeing the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, as always. Keep it up, Galesburg High School girls basketball here on WGIL and WGIL.com, as the Streaks are set to take on the Freeport Pretzels, followed by the Galesburg High boys basketball team, as they will be back in action tonight, taking on the Limestone Rockets. Congratulations to all the Hall of Fame inductees, and boy, what a great team that 96-97 Streaks team was. So congratulations again to all the inductees. We did have a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We're going to hear from him coming up next. The Freeport team was late getting in here. We're going to see if there's a possibility we can maybe run down their head coach, Aria Schrader, in just a bit. But we're going to come back and hear from Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing.